Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Dr. Eugene Schmidt is joining us from his home in Farmington. Dr. Schmidt, good morning.
Good morning, Scott, and I'll do a sound check. How are we doing out there?
We are doing well. We can hear you loud and clear, and we can see you loud and clear. So thank you for joining us. And you, as well as everybody else, is doing some social distancing and working from home, and but the work of educating students continues, correct?
Yes, and it is an interesting bit of business when all of my 742 teachers are working from home, being part of that work from home, family from home, and very proud of their work. So with your permission, I'd like to just kind of jump into some of our thoughts for today about the learning that's going on.
Yes, please. I think we can do that, right? So again, you and every other school district has kind of had to shift to this online model. And so here we are in April, almost May, and so thoughts are turning to the end of the school year, but tell us kind of how things are looking.
Yes. The month of April has really been quite a fascination in not only the learning capacity of my teachers to adjust to an online world, but also how proud I am of our community, because I've got over 11,000 kids learning from home. And that takes really an extraordinary partnership between the school and the home to make sure that every day is meaningful. So, Scott, if I could have you maybe advance to slide 3, would give the folks a little bit of idea of what that could look like.
Right.
Because I want to talk about continuous learning.
Mm-hmm.
And in the continuous learning, which is a plan that the district submitted to the New Mexico Public Education Department, it talks about what we will commit to as a school district. And importantly, what we see in that is a number of different things. What viewers would see or listeners would not is that this plan is posted on the school website. You can go right to Farmington Municipal Schools. It's on the front page. It's called Continuous Learning. But what we are doing is we're trying to ensure that every Farmington Municipal School student during this time of COVID pandemic working from home,
right,
that we want to make sure that the school makes connections to the family. We support the family at home, but also we're in that part of our, through April through May, trying to teach those critical elements that will help kids be ready for when we return to school in the fall. So we're really trying to focus on what are those two or three things that we would normally teach in April and May to end the school year to make sure that kids are set up for success. It's a different environment working from home, but I think that it is working. And what the families know and what the viewers would see, the non-listener, non-viewers would not, is that we actually recommend, for example, pre-kindergartners about 30 minutes a day. And so as we go up through the different groups, the kindergarten and one kids, they have about 45 minutes a day of lessons. And then eventually get up to the high school, the 9 through 12 students, that we're asking about 3 hours a day. And it just seems to be working really well. We will learn more again in the fall when we probably do some kind of back to school assessments to see what learning was lost or not captured totally. But the overall plan is the online learning seems to be working. Families are very cooperative. We have great responses. We hear teachers saying in a typical day, anywhere from 58 to 100% of their kids will be online showing their attendance. And so they're there is learning taking place, and we thank the parents at home for doing that. I know that it's hard to be a parent because they're probably working from home, and that they're also the educators, the first teachers for us in the home. So the partnership is appreciated, and we value what families are doing to help us help their children.
Well, very good. And I know this is kind of an ever-evolving situation, Dr. Schmidt, with all of the school districts around the world being thrust into this type of almost model, Farmington being no different. So I imagine you are going to take a lot of what you're learning today, these days, this month, next month, and working over the summer to see maybe, God forbid you have to do this again, but if you do, you've hopefully learned a lot over this last month or so, month and a half.
Yes, and towards the end of our hour, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, what we have planned for summer and even into next fall. But with your permission, Scott, I want to take a moment just to celebrate my seniors out there.
You know, yes.
This is that special time when, you know, my high school kids, you know, they would have been probably getting ready for state championships, international science fairs. I had kids who had been selected for the National History Day. We have graduation coming up. You know, we have prom scheduled for a week from now. So it really is not only a time of maybe some lost learning, but a time of lost memories. And so we as a school system, we're working with our principals, and bless their hearts, they're trying to make this last semester as meaningful as possible. We haven't finalized plans for graduation because I know that everybody would like the world to come back to normal and allow us to have a graduation. So for those seniors, you know, hang in there. We're going to try and do as much as we can. We will celebrate your success and, you know, usher you out into a better world.
Very good. Well, and I know, again, those plans are kind of being developed as we speak this morning, Dr. Schmidt, so that's good news. I know another thing we want to mention this morning, or at least I want to ask you about, is budget. It seems to always come down to dollars and cents, and of course I know that everyone's watching the price of oil, and it's a big revenue generator for our state when it's high, and it's not so good when it's low, and it hasn't been as low as it is right now for a very long time. So there's a special session that's probably going to be called in June to talk about budgets, and obviously, education has been getting some extra funding in the past. It got some extra funding in the budget that was passed earlier this year, but all that's kind of up in the air right now, isn't it?
Yes, and I thank you for that opportunity to share thoughts, because there is still a great amount of economic uncertainty. And we know that the budget that we'd planned for next year as a state was based upon $54 oil. Oil was selling around $16 to $18. A week ago, it was minus 40, and that's incomprehensible to me to say that oil has so little value will pay you to take it. But it's about $16, and there's some belief, Scott, that as New Mexico slowly reopens, that perhaps by the end of May, maybe end of June, I'm hoping that we're back to maybe 60% of our economy, maybe by fall 90%. As people begin to ratchet up the economy, people will be driving about, and maybe the price of oil will go up, and that will help stabilize the state revenues. But what that means for schools is that the monies that the legislature had promised us as an increase, perhaps for salaries, increased monies for programs. You know, we're just not sure that money's going to be there. And it goes back to your comment about, we, school staff, my senior leadership team, believes that there will be a special session during which some draconian cuts in budget will be made. As a school, we're trying to anticipate that. We, for example, are in conversations about a flat budget. For those budget wonks out there, that means that our budget next year will look like the one we had last year, not anticipating any actual funding increase, but try to maintain program, try to maintain staffing into the next year.
Right, and that is probably a good way to look at that. And of course, as you said, it's uncertainty, I think, is the key word when we're talking about the state finances and state budget, especially since it's so tied to, at least a large part of it is tied to the price of oil at this time for New Mexico. So that's an important thing to talk about. I know many of your principals and other staff, Dr. Schmidt, have been trying to thank their teachers, thank their students, too, in some very novel ways around the community. And that's something I think we can show our viewers a couple pictures that you sent me about just how they're doing that, right?
Yes, and I just have a great appreciation for the creativity and the ingenuity, not only of school leadership and their staff, but the families as well. For those viewers who are listening, I posted two pictures. One is of Principal Davis standing out in front of Bluffview Elementary, and the other picture is a picture of Principal Schritter from Mesa Verde Elementary. Two different kinds of things. On Principal Davis from Bluffview, they had what they called a reverse parade.
Right.
And a reverse parade is the school staff is in the parking lot, and the parents and families in cars, practicing social distance by car, drive by and, you know, give a thank you wave to our teachers. Mesa Verde did something a little different. They took the staff on a drive through their school community. In fact, they drove right by my house. I could jump out and watch them as they went by. But not only connecting through little social parades, but also some very clever things by social media. As an example, my mm-hmm. Apache Elementary teachers have created read-along videos where the teachers in the lower grades will have the kids help read the story. It became such a wonderful event that the Farmington High School senior, or the Senate, joined in as read-along host for kids. And so I always appreciate when high school students act as role models or mentors for our younger kids. We have some wonderful work being done on what we call our 21st century learning. We have students who love to showcase technology. You may remember, Scott, that every year down at the Animas Mall, students would set up a small, actually take possession of a small portion of the mall and spend the day demonstrating all of the little computer whizzes and gadgets and gadgets that they have created. Well, we don't get to go to the Animas Mall this year, so people were doing that digitally. So telling stories about how kids connect to technology through their learning as a showcase to the community. And there's certainly one more if I can share, and that would be for those people that are familiar with Coach Curry at the FHS. He has a little radio, Scorp radio show that I know that you've been an admirer of and actually presented to those kids before. But he does what he calls a Coach Curry timeout, and it comes out about once a week with some kind of theme. And because we're talking about continuous learning from home, his theme this week was how to provide social emotional support to the families. Because now we are into this 5 weeks and families are beginning to get an idea that, you know, teaching is hard work and you have to be prepared and you have to be patient. And now families are doing that from home. So we as a school need to make sure that we're providing emotional support to the families who are acting as the first teachers for our kids.
Very good. Well, I'm not surprised that Coach Curry would be doing some great programming at Scorp Radio. So that's good to know, Dr. Schmidt. And I know we had a message on our Facebook page that I'm sure all of your high schools are planning some pretty cool events around graduation to honor your seniors. And so I hope to hear and be able to share more about those plans as they get firmed up here in the next few weeks, hopefully. So
yes, and so for the listeners, I would say that Scott has been a high school champion in the sense that last year you invited our valedictorians and salutatorians on your radio show to talk to the community. And Scott, I'd want your listeners to know that that you are already in some kind of planning stage to make that possible at some future date. So I think that we're going to get it from the kids themselves.
Right. That sounds great. So as we say in this business, Dr. Schmidt, stay tuned, everybody. That's what we say. I want to ask you, too, I know you're very concerned about the census that is going on, and folks who haven't already been asked to fill out their census are encouraged to do so, but that's a big deal for schools, too, because it measures population, and when we talk about funding and funding formulas, the census numbers really play into to your budgets, going back to that topic, right?
Yes, and so let me remind the people that the census takes place once every 10 years, and there's just a lot of important local and federal impacts from that by having a true count of our population that helps determine how many congressional seats we may or may not get. Importantly, it represents about $6,000 for every person that flows back into our state, and that is through different kinds of federal programs. And so it is important for our community to respond to that census form. You can go online, and Scott, what the reason I wanted to share this is because it was my understanding that San Juan County right now has one of the lowest responses in New Mexico.
Right, that's true.
And so I worry a lot about that. If we can't get a count for San Juan County that's true and accurate, that will be to the detriment of our city, county, and our school system. So I implore, I encourage, the census is important. It's one of those things that you can do by phone, by computer if you have access, but don't tardy, don't delay, make sure you do that for us.
Exactly. Well, and again, it's so important for so many things, and we don't really think about how those census numbers are used by other entities, by the schools, by local governments, as you mentioned, for federal funding coming in, for representation, all of those things. When we talk about redistricting, even for our state representatives and state senators use that data. So it's important. We know that San Juan County has probably lost some population since the last census was taken in 2010. And so I think it's so important that the folks who are still here, who still call this area home, who are still proud to live here, respond to the census and make our voices heard. So there's my two cents about the census, Dr. Schmidt.
I thank you for sharing.
You bet. You bet. Let's talk a little bit about voting, too, because that's another responsibility of being an American citizen. We have a primary election coming up in New Mexico. Some states have delayed or postponed their primaries. Others have let them go as scheduled. In New Mexico, our primary is still planning to come in June. And so, again, if you are registered to one of the political parties, you are allowed to vote in the primary elections in June. And you want to remind folks to do that, right?
Yes. The there are things that, even though these are not normal times, there are things that we can reach out as normalcy, and certainly participating in census, but also participating in your right to vote. And for my seniors especially, perhaps some of my older juniors, you know, I would say that there's still time to register to vote, and that voting is, a in my mind, a civic responsibility. We don't have to go to the voting booth. You can request an absentee ballot. There's time to do that. For those of you who are planning ahead, the election is in June, but you have up through 28 days before the election to register to vote. So time is beginning to be a concern. You can go online. It's a pretty simple process. You can call the county clerk, San Juan County Clerk. Tanya would love to take your call, and she'd send you the forms if you don't have those. Or oftentimes you can just pick them up at the post office. But for goodness sakes, get registered and then participate in the primary.
Right. If you are a member of the political parties, you can register for the primary. Again, that's June 2nd is the primary election. You can request an absentee ballot. Now, that deadline is soon. That's May 5th, and so that's next week already. But you can still go in person to vote on June 2nd. The Supreme Court, I think, in our state has ruled that in-person voting will be held on June 2nd. So that's important. And if you're registered, then when November comes around, that's one less thing to worry about. All you have to do is go vote in November. So there you go. There is that. And so, Dr. Schmidt, as we kind of look to wrap up our conversation this morning, I want to ask you a little bit about putting on your looking into your crystal ball and looking into the fall, and what is that going to look like for all of your staff and students? I know many of us would like to go back to normal, but I'm not sure what normal is. There may be a new normal, and we need to be ready for that too.
Let me first talk about summer, because we with some bit of fanfare and excitement, had been hopeful that we would roll five elementaries into what we call an extended school year. A year ago, Apache and Esperanza piloted where kids went to school for 205 days. They added 25 days to the year. We were hoping to add three elementaries, but because of this uncertainty in reopening the country, we have chosen to not proceed with our plan to have an elementary extended school year. Instead, we are partnering with Boys and Girls Club, great partners, that they will try and expand their online learning as a summer opportunity for students.
Okay.
And for the older kids, Rosanante High School has been our go-to school for credit recovery. So for those kids who haven't met their credit expectation for this semester, you can take summer school. So be thinking about that. And then, as you say, for the fall. Right now, we're in the process of what would it look like to re-engage, reopen school. And I know that I'm going to save that for the 9 o'clock call-in for what is a soft opening look like. But right now, we are very hopeful that schools will be reopened in the fall. We anticipate if it does, it needs to be with some kind of testing and screening for kids. But we're also at the same time planning, what if we're not able to reopen? How might we roll everybody up to the next grade and then continue with the online learning?
Okay. So you've got kind of got plans A, B, and almost maybe a plan C.
Yes.
It sounds like for that. Yes, and then go ahead.
I was going to say plan C is for you to expand your radio shows so I can teach school through the radio.
Well, there you go. Well, and that's been done in some places. I know public media in Albuquerque has been helping with some of those lessons and things for the Albuquerque Public Schools. So I think it's a great partnership. So we'll keep that in mind. How's that?
As would we be wonderful.
Talk about that. And you also have something planned for this week, right? May 1st, you're planning to do something for your some of your other workers?
Yes, and again, we can't say thank you often and loud enough to food service, our school nurses, our bus drivers, all of whom have been frontline to make sure that kids are fed over the summer. So to do that, we're going to have a special May 1st celebration Hero Day for our food services people for the work that they're doing to make sure that kids are fed. So we really do appreciate, and I want to say this with sincerity, Scott, that we are feeding almost 4,000 kids a day.
Let me stop you there, Dr. Schmidt, to let that number sink into our viewers and listeners. 4,000 kids a day
are being served. And I went and watched the service a couple of times, and it's really quite a joy. I, along with families in cars, we had kids in line on skateboards and their bicycles with their plastic sack ready to grab their meal and go. And it's just a warming thing that a community can do what we do. And I would say that that's also true of many of our businesses in town. And perhaps, Scott, we could just do a show one day just how many different fast food restaurants and places in town have done things like an extra a certificate for a pizza or a donut or a something. So really, we've had a very generous community that not only are school meals going out, but oftentimes a complimentary, extra sandwich or something from one of our local community fast food places.
Very nice. Well, we'd be glad to share that, Dr. Schmidt, because we know we have a lot of very generous business owners in San Juan County, and that really certainly support the community. So we'd love to be able to share that with our listeners and viewers. Maybe we can do that next month, because we're almost out of time today. But it's always great to talk to you, Dr. Schmidt. And before we go, I have to talk about your fashion choice today. I'm not sure we've actually seen your T-shirt. But thank you for wearing the Zero Mile Fun Run T-shirt for KSJE from a few years ago. That's one of our big fundraising events. And we're still planning to do one this year. We may just not do it when we normally do it in May. We've got it kind of postponed like everything else. But stay tuned, everybody. We are working on that. But thank you for wearing that today, Dr. Schmidt.
You betcha.
Very good. Well, Dr. Schmidt, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you for the update. And again, I know you're going to stand by and join us again to talk more about COVID-19 on the 9 o'clock show, which will be starting here in about 20 minutes. So thank you very much.
See you then.
All right. Very good. That is Dr. Eugene Schmidt, the superintendent of schools with the Farmington School District, my guest here on KSJE. And I'll be back with more, everybody, in just a moment. The time right now is 8:39. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.